for tonight goes with that song. Proverbs 4:18-19. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. It's interesting, that third verse in the song we just said, when storms o'erspread the skies, teach me thy way. And we all drove through the little bit of storm. And then it says, shine through the cloud and rain, through sorrows, toil, and pain, make thou my pathway plain, teach me thy way. And that's just what I'm preaching on tonight. God would guide us through this dark world. Both Jesus and the Bible are called lights. Jesus in the book of John, which we've been going through in the morning, says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light into my path. And so scripture teaches us God's way, a lighted way. And according to the passage that we're considering today, it's a bright light. And so my first point is, it's not a small lamp or a candle, but it's a bright light like a bright shining sun. But the path of the just is like the shining sun. One, like the sun, the light or God's light is a comforting thing. Ecclesiastes 11:7 says, truly the light is sweet, and it is pleasant for the eyes to behold the sun. When Florida is called the Sunshine State, we usually consider that a good thing. At least I do. I think it's a wonderful thing to be in a sunshiny place, because I've lived in places where it was more dark all the time, where it rained a lot more than it does here. But here is the Sunshine State. Sunshine is a comforting thing. The psalm hymn communicates this. There is sunshine in my soul today, more glorious and bright than glows in any earthly sky. For Jesus is my light. There is sunshine, blessed sunshine. You all know that song? I'm not sure it's in our hymnal, but it's a beautiful song that's about sunshine. And that's the light that we have from Christ, even apart from the light of this world. This light is needed for sight and understanding. It shows us our path. It guides our steps. It is needed because the right way is the narrow way. Jesus writes, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way that leads to life, and there are few who find it. That way that is God's way is a bright light for those who are looking for it. For those who want to follow the crowd, they have a crowd of people and going in the broad way, but the narrow way is the way of Christ. The narrow way leads to life. The narrow way is sometimes difficult, and so we need a bright light for that path. The narrow way we might fall off or wander off if it were dark or cloudy, if we're not clearly seeing it. And few find this path because they do not see it. They're walking in the dark. Christ is the path, the way. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Christ is the only way to God the Father. In Jesus Christ's light, we see the glorious bright face of God the Father. As John says in the next verse, John 14:7, if you had known me, you would have known the Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. When we see Christ, we see the Father. In Hebrews 1, verse 3, it says about Jesus, who being the brightness of his glory, that's who he is, the express image of his person. Jesus shows us who God is. He purged our sins, it says in Hebrews 1:3. He purged our sins And in and going with that, Isaiah 44:22 says, I have blotted out like a thick cloud your transgressions, like a cloud your sins. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. I want to note you to note there that our sins can be like a cloud, and they can block that light that we need to see from us to see them. And but yet Jesus, or God, blots out our sins. Blessed are the pure in heart, because why? They see God. If our heart is full of sins, we don't see God. We need to be pure in heart. God is a sun and a shield to his people. Psalm 84:11 says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. In that verse, when it says the Lord God is a sun, it's talking about the sun in all its gracious ways, how it warms us, how it helps the plants to grow. There would not be any plants if there were no sun. There'd be no life on this earth without the sun. And in that sense, God is a sun to us. God's way is the path of life and pleasure, even eternal pleasure. As it says in Psalm 16:11, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures evermore. It is the path that God lights with wisdom. It's the right path or paths. And on this path, God enables your way. Proverbs 4:11-13. Just a couple away from this, it says, I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in the right paths. When you walk, your steps shall not be hindered. And when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. God's path grows brighter and brighter the longer we walk in it. Proverbs 4:18b, that shines brighter unto the perfect day. That's the path we have, one that shines brighter, that's clearer, until we are there with God in heaven. 1 Corinthians 13:12 says, for now we see in a mirror dimly, meaning seeing God, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as also I am known. Now we don't see God perfectly. We aim to see him better and better. And if we follow that the scripture, that light becomes brighter and brighter, and we'll see more and more of God. But when we get to heaven, we'll see him face to face. Secondly, God's lighted path is opposite of the way of the wicked. Verse 19, Proverbs 4:19 says, the way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. There is a way that seems right, but it is not right. Proverbs 14:12 and Proverbs 16:25 are exactly the same verse. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. There's a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Did Solomon make a mistake and put that same verse in there twice? No, I don't believe he did. Solomon was wise enough to know that we needed that verse two times. There's a way that seems right, but it ends in death. We see the whole world going that way, an ungodly world. Paul Simon in his song says, hello darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. We love the darkness. Sometimes like cockroaches we run to it. At least the ungodly do. Beware of feeling comfortable though in the darkness. Beware of counting darkness a friend. Jesus says in John 3:19-20, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. You know, we like darkness because it hides evil deeds. it doesn't show the dirt. You know, if you're working as a cleaner, you might as well break the lights. If you want to be lazy, just knock out a few lights and people can't see the dust. But as soon as they open the drapes and that sun shines in, the dust is everywhere. And that's what light does. And it shows us not just regular physical dirt or dust, but it shows us the evil of our moral sins. God's light does. Just like roaches, the ungodly scurry in darkness. Their deeds they do in darkness. They hate the light, especially moral and spiritual light. Darkness equals ignorance. Proverbs 4:19 says, they do not know, that's ignorance, what makes them stumble. You know, when I have at times walked around in the dark, and my house currently, if the lights aren't on, it's very, very dark. There's not lights around it from outside. And I remember tripping on certain things that I forgot was there, or even though I knew was there, I didn't know exactly where it was. And I did not know necessarily what made me stumble. And so nowadays, I always have at least a little light wherever I am in there. I at least try to. Walking in darkness means not seeing God, maybe not even believing in God. Psalm 14:1 says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. They're so used to the light and so afraid of God's judgment that they've just decided, hey, let's just eliminate God. We don't see him in the dark, so he must not exist. It leads to corrupt nature, and corrupt nature leads to corrupt morals, and morals is really what we end up doing, bad deeds. Walking in darkness means not seeing God's judgment in your path. This is Balaam and his donkey. Remember this passage? In Numbers chapter 22, starting with verse 22, then God's anger was aroused because he went, and the angel of the Lord took his stand in the way as an adversary against him. And he was riding on his donkey, and his two servants were with him. Now the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his drawn sword in his hand. And the donkey turned aside out of the way and went into the field. So Balaam struck the donkey to turn her back onto the road. Then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path between the vineyards, with a wall on this side and a wall on that side. And when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she pushed herself against the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. So he struck her again. And the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place where there was no way to turn, either to the right hand or the left. And when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she lay down under Balaam. So Balaam's anger was aroused, and he struck the donkey with his staff. Then the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, what have I done to you that you have struck me these three times? And Balaam said to the donkey, because you abused me, I wish there were a sword in my hand, for now I would kill you. So the donkey said to Balaam, am I not your donkey on which you have ridden? Ever since I became yours to this day, was I ever disposed to do this to you? And he said, no. Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel of the Lord said to him, why have you struck your donkey these three times? Behold, I have come out to stand against you because your way is perverse before me. The donkey saw me and turned aside from me these three times. If she had not turned aside from me, surely I would have killed you by now, and let her live. Just like Balaam, those walking the wrong way, walking in darkness, hate the light. They don't see God's wrath. They don't see the punishment that's going to come on them. They only fear the wrath of men, not the wrath of God. And they become like those in Revelation 4:14. They will worship the beast, and they follow him. And in the end, it says, and the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever. They do not have the consequence of the sword of men because they kiss up to the beast. They do what he wants, but they will have the wrath of God. But God's people, they recognize what is right or wrong, and they will stand even in the troubled days. And so in Revelation 14, 12 and 13, it says, here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. See, the Antichrist, the beast, will kill all the saints. Revelation 13, 7 says it was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. But the faithful stay strong. The faithful saints are well instructed by the light of God's word. Jesus said to them, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after have no more that they can do, but I will show you to whom you shall fear. Fear him who after he is killed has power to cast into hell. I say to you, fear him. Jesus did fear God. He was the Son of God. He knew. He showed us the right way. Number three, the godly are lights in this dark world. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like stars forever and ever. Jesus says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And then another verse, passage, Philippians 2, 14 and 15. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights, and there it means like a star in the night, as lights in the world. And then finally, Ephesians 5:11, then have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. We're not called just to be lights in the world, but as lights, we are to expose the works of darkness. The Greek word for expose, alexine, which is translated exposed, answers to the metaphor for darkness. This is a quote from Calvin. For it literally means to drag forth to the light that which was formerly unknown. He calls them unfruitful works because they not only do no good, but they are absolutely harmful. And so this is part of our duty as Christians, not only to shine brightly in a dark world, but to drag unfruitful works or the wrong ways into light. It's part of what a preacher does when he preaches against sin. Preaching against sin, calling it out for what it is exposing sin. Abortion is murder. It's not health care. Homosexuality is a perversion, an abomination to God. It is not gay. Evolution is not science. Rather, it is idolatry. And they change the glory of an incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and four-footed birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Lies, lies, and more lies. They are obvious when God's word shines on them. There's a path that we have that we're talked about in Proverbs 4:18 and 19 that grows brighter and brighter as we follow it. And it shows us the darkness of this world around us. Well, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this bright path that you give us, this light that you've shined on us. And we pray that you'd help us to follow it. And as we follow it, we will see that though there is darkness all around us, the bright path is clear, it's obvious, it's the way ultimately to you. And that light is Christ. And he will show us the right way, the beautiful way. And we thank you for that. We thank you for your son, Jesus, being the light of the world and enabling us to be lights to those around us. Father, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.